last time on the usual time.
You Hail Mary it, and the javelin goes sailing into this thing's neck, and Droop goes falling.
I'm going to pop a chaos bolt.
I'm going to use my action to control Carla to make a ranged attack with her short bow.
He lets out a roar, pulls back his gigantic club, and rushes towards you and swings at you.
I'll use my extra action from haste to disengage. And I will cat claw meow the eagle.
You guys are doing great. Go get him, Shadow.
Just going to scorching ray him.
The big guy, having been poisoned and shot with a very hot fire ray, begins to sink into the floor.
He's still inside there.
What do you mean he's still there? I didn't even get to hit him yet.
I'm gonna take you up. I need you to drop rocks down on this space.
I follow them up. What are you doing? What is going on here?
What's the ruling on telekinesis and stalactites?
Rising through the stone, you see a big guy who has less damage than when he sunk into the stone.
You hear him screaming, I am only one with might enough to follow Master Dragon.
And he swings his club down on Thalia. She is knocked off her feet with the blow from this giant hammer. All right, so he erupts from the ground, brings his club down on Thalia, who is knocked to the ground and took seemingly a lot of damage from my notes here.
Huh?
Next up would be Droop, who is stuck to the back of a Grar, and probably can't really do much on this turn, because he takes a dodge stance on the back of a flying beast somehow. It's a thing. Grar, you're up next.
I will fly down and I will attack. 21 to hit.
Uh-huh.
5 piercing damage.
Okay.
And then I will continue flying my remaining 20 feet away.
Okay. Shadow, you're up. You saw Pteranodon go swooping down on for a pass at it.
All right.
He has now erupted from the stone floor and knocked the companions prone with his giant club.
Shanna's like, I bet I could hold that club.
Yeah, let's just hit him with a chaos bolt attack roll. And see where that takes us to start. You know, he's a fucking coward. I would never string out a battle by getting away from everybody for multiple turns and not being able to be hit. That's never happened. 24!
24 hits.
How many people are around him?
4.
Okay. I'm gonna roll a d4 and you decide who is 4.
Okay.
Okay, first of all, he takes 15 lightning damage, and when he is struck, more energy bolts off of it towards whoever is number 4. That attack roll is 17.
Grar.
Yeah, that hits.
For 10 lightning damage.
Oh, I'm still in my form, just barely.
Sorry. Lightning, you know, what are you gonna do?
This hasn't happened before.
This has never happened. Yeah, I'll end my turn after seeing Grar take a bit of that.
If that's the end of your turn, Alexia, you're next.
Well, I'm 30 feet away. I'm just going to take a Ray of Frost shot at him.
Okay.
And that is unnatural 20.
Of course it is. It hits.
That will be 8 damage. Second beam, 13.
That misses.
Well then,
well,
it misses, and I am probably really seeing this guy up close for the first time and having a mini freak out. I'm going to try and move away from him.
Okay.
And if I can get out of sight from him, I will attempt to do something. Like around a corner.
Sure. I mean, you can move into the rougher terrain and hide behind a stalagmite.
Oh, yeah, do that.
Okay.
Like a coward.
Yes.
And my turn.
Presumably. Thalia will pick herself up, and she casts Sacred Flame.
What a dumb name, Moth Monster Man.
That'll bring us circling back to his turn. So you all get a hit in on this guy. And the only one close enough for him to strike in his immediate vicinity are Droop and Grog. He turns to pivot after them, and swings his club in their direction. For that'll be a 24.
Mm-hmm.
That'll hit Droop as well. 19 damage to both of you.
We also fall out of the sky.
Oh no!
Damn.
It's only 20 feet though, right? Unless you went up again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Enough to hit him. Well, it would have been enough to hit him. I wanted him to be any lower.
Right. Okay. Get Droop's damage. So, 7 bludgeoning from the fall. So you guys are hit, basically just smashed out of the sky with this club, and he moves away from the party as a whole. Towards the wall of the cavern in the distance from you guys. Seems like he might be backing up. He moves 30 feet and ends his turn, bringing us to Droop. Droop is making death saves.
Wow.
He did get
shit
to him earlier.
That is a failure for the first roll. Is Grar. You and Droop were both just swatted out of the sky into the ground below. And Droop has not stirred since striking the ground.
I don't notice that. I revert in midair, and even as I'm impacting with the ground, I'm shifting again, and I rise up as an Allosaurus and move 60 feet to engage an attack.
Oh my god, okay.
17 to hit?
17 hits.
Okay, and let's see. If I move at least 30 feet forward and hit... Oh, well, that's an after damage, so we'll do that in a moment. 1d8. Three plus four, 7 slashing damage, and he needs to make a strength saving throw.
To 1.
With a 1, he is knocked prone.
Even if he's a larger size than you? He still has enlarge on. Yeah, goes up a 1 size category. So yeah, he'd be large, so he'd be your size then. So sure, yeah, you're able to knock him prone with a blow catching him off guard.
Neato. I don't have a bonus action, or that'd be super cool right now. Turn.
Okay, so he goes down, you catch him guard. Shadow, you're next.
I'll use haste, the extra action from haste, to take the dash action, move 60 feet, and then with my action, cast a spell, Immolation, and
okay.
He needs to make a dexterity saving throw.
Alright, he's super good at those. He fails.
Okay. Okay, so he needs to take 86 fire damage on a failure. He takes 24 fire damage.
Okay.
That burns my burns out for my haste. And for the next minute, he will be on fire. He is shedding bright light for 30 feet and an additional 30 dim light. At the end of his turn, he will repeat the save. And if there
okay.
needs to be more damage, we'll do more damage.
Okay.
He cannot extinguish the flames by non-magical means. End turn.
I'm Lexia. You're up next. You're behind a stalagmite and a action seems to be headed away from you.
I see that Droop has fallen, and I'm going to use my movement to move towards him, going around the big guy if he's within the direct path. And I'm going to tell Carla to shoot. Keep shooting this fucking thing.
Okay. So if you want to, I guess, do attack rolls for her, that's fine.
I'll do attack roll. So 19 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
Roll that constitution, baby. And roll a 1. And nothing happens.
Okay. Takes 1 damage, right?
Yep. Well, yeah, I guess. Don't want to sell that. Yeah.
Give me the difference between a win and a loss, man.
Literally.
1 damage. Holla at your girl. Enter. I'm going to be trying to make it to Drew on my next several turns, however many it takes to get to him to try and perform medical assistance.
Thalia will also have seen that transpire and will attempt to dash over to Drew. Oh, 2 turns. So she'll take her dash and get almost to him, but isn't able to quite reach him on her turn, bringing us back to the top of the order. So, starting his turn, having been proned by you and having seen you change shape twice, you hear him bellow, "I can change shape too!" And then he starts turning into a giant toad, and somewhere off in the distance, Naruto cries,
"Lame!"
In completing his transformation, he jumps away from you. 20 feet.
What a dick.
So, attack of opportunity, if you're close enough for that.
Disappointing. 9.
No, it does not quite hit. So he'll just take the opportunity to jump away and dodge your attack in doing so, and he will use the rest of his movement speed in a dash to move 20 feet further away from you, still heading towards what seems to be the wall of the cave. That'll be the end of his turn.
And he will make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, right, because of your thing. Fails miserably.
And he will take 4d6 more fire damage.
Oh, one short of max. 23.
Ooh.
Fire.
Okay. And next, I gotta do a death save for Drew. Oh, not quite a 1, but almost. That's 2 fails for the old boy. Grar, you're up next.
Okay, how far away did he get from me?
40.
Perfect. I move and attack. 10!
No, unfortunately not quite enough.
Well, fuck. Is there, like, an opening he's moving towards? Or, like, that I can see?
No. You can't see anything particularly special in the distance. It looks like just cave wall looming up ahead.
Okay, well, if he was only 40 away, I'm going to circle around and get on the other side as if cutting off.
Okay.
It's essentially for nothing, but I'm doing it anyways.
Okay.
End turn.
All right. Shadow, you're up.
I'll just Chaos Bolt again and move 30 as I'm doing. I'd move 30 closer.
Okay.
4, okay.
Yep, that hits.
For 6 cold damage.
Okay.
That will end my turn.
Stop copies me.
Stop copies me. I'm Alexia, you are up next.
It was like a cold bolt. Which
can't
quite make it to
Yeah.
sense.
You just saw the guy that usually slings fire shoot ice at your enemy.
I'm going to continue to use my movement towards Droop and having Carla attack.
Okay.
Oh, that's a miss.
It's not a okay. One.
All right. Thalia's up next. She will use the rest of her movement to run over to Droop. And what spell should she use? She's not much other than healing, so her mass healing. So she's going to do that. Touches Droop and at third level casts Cure Wounds. Okay. Droop is sputtering back to life.
How dare you say that without actually doing it?
What happened?
Who do you think you are?
Sputters back to life and has a different face. Finally coughed that thing out.
And as always,
it is Big Toad's turn, who is going to take a bite at Grar, who is now between it and Cave Wall. 11 the hit?
No.
Okay. He gums on you for a little bit, and then he moves around you and continues hopping towards the cave wall 20 feet away from you.
Opportunity
and
attack!
You take your opportunity attack.
Yes!
25.
That hits.
Bite attack. 2d10. Plus for 12 piercing damage, and because of my sentinel feat, he moves nowhere.
Yeah. Okay.
Get wrecked!
That's right.
Alright. He reverts back. Let's see.
Oh, probably.
Shit. Yep, he reverts back into his large form. Normal large form. Droop, who is now up. Does indeed say,
"What happened?"
to Thalia, who is now leaning over him, saying, "Oh, thank God you're okay. Thank my God you're okay."
who is?
I don't remember how they had
no, we'll cover that later.
Yeah, I'll look it up some other time. I was gonna say Grar up next, but he'll pick himself up and take a dodge stance and assess the situation. He's not really anywhere near the guy at this point, and is feeling like he just got his head smacked in by a giant club. Grar up next. Oh God, what did I forget?
Time for a dexterity saving throw after that dude's action.
Am I just continually biting someone that's on fire?
Yes, yeah. I was going to mention it, but this is fine.
Well,
you know, slightly seared, just on the outside.
I also have another thing that I just thought of, but I'm going to save it until after the fight.
It's like eating a pizza right out of the oven.
Yeah, it's fine. You'll recover.
Good thing I revert back and my taste buds will be fine.
That's right.
17.
That saves... So, I think the condition will just end. Check here. Yeah.
Definitely keeping it rare.
So.
I mean, it's probably got covered in third degree burns by now.
Yeah, some of them. So, yeah, that's it.
Okay, very good.
So, me.
So now, Griffiths.
Yes, now.
Bonus action, I will rage.
Oh, no.
I'm now a raging Allosaurus.
Did you call it unyielding?
Raging? Oh,
no,
it's
not unyielding. It's just rage.
Against the...
And I will attack. And I will use Restless Attack to have it at advantage.
Stop scoping me.
No.
Yeah, I can do that.
Can't recklessly attack. Be gone.
Yeah, but I can give myself advantage and attack.
Do you also get or give your enemies advantage on their attacks against you? So
I never let my enemies attack me.
I do. I'm always angry.
Just,
that's
just an
secret.
Abject lie.
I don't have any. I cannot confirm it. Anyways, 24 to hit.
That is.
For bigger numbers. For 21 piercing. Oh, wait, no, plus my rage damage. 23 piercing damage.
Stop copies me.
Okay.
Of the bitey kind.
Okay.
Bonus action, action, and turn.
And Shadow, you're up next.
How fucked up is he look after taking that?
He looks okay. Like he's got like a cut on his cheek.
I will cast Agnazar's Scorcher, level 2 spell. He needs to make another dexterity saving throw. Dexterity save.
Okay. Oh. 3.
That's a failure. That's a bingo!
Ooh, that's a bingo!
Just a bingo. 19 fire damage.
Okay.
I will stay back and end my turn.
Okay. Amalexia, you're up. Droop has been raised from near death.
Right. I'm still going to use my movement to go towards him and I'll ask Thalia. Well, instead of moving my movement towards him, I'll stay put and turn and do a Ray of Frost at the baddie. Yeah.
Okay.
Natural 20.
Second. Well, that hits, so do your thing.
Great. 5 damage.
Good job.
Second beam. Wow.
Super.
I rolled a 19. Very close. 4 damage on the second beam.
This should be okay.
You do not bring your family.
Dishonor on you! Dishonor on your cow!
And a big turn.
Yeah, more I can do.
The fairy do something?
She can't, because I use my action.
Oh, yeah. No, you did.
I'd rather have the fairy. No.
You're like, wow, you hit him right in the eye, but with the smallest, little, babiest beam ever.
Thalia takes position in front of Droop and says, why don't you sit this one out, buddy? And moves forward in the direction of the fight. Once again, casting Sacred Flame from distance. He does not save. So Thalia rushes forward, and you see this blinding light coming from her hand, and suddenly over top of this gigantic creature, this light just comes down out of nowhere, blasts him, and he stumbles forward and takes a knee and crumbles to the ground dead.
Bullshit!
All right!
Who was that?
Good job, Thalia!
He also shrinks back down to a more manageable size.
Can I ask a question?
No, I don't take questions. Right. This isn't Scott Walker AMA.
Fair enough. You make a great argument. I have no rebuttal.
Can I ask a question that doesn't involve you?
Yes.
Does anyone stop me from eating him?
Oh, man, I know what you're about.
Droop can't see you, so he's not opposed.
I'm right there, and I'll watch it with glee.
Double tap.
Like,
okay. You shred the guy, I presume? Just disembowel and start ripping out.
Well, he's parts. Small again, so it might be like a double bite and go.
I mean, he's a big guy, even in normal form.
Save some for later.
He, like, as far as Firbolgs come, he's the biggest you've seen.
You're going to eat your own kind.
I'm challenged even.
He's an Allosaurus right now, sir.
My kind. And I'm raging. So, thematically.
I think it fits. I mean, obviously he was working for the bad guys, so you probably wouldn't care even if he is Firbolg.
And they probably eat their dead anyway.
Bring out your dead.
Back savages.
Okay.
Kuhn doesn't
so
understand the reference because he's never seen that movie. Shame him.
You are just going to town on this guy's corpse, and Thalia has this look of horror come across her face.
Has she never
and
seen
she
this?
Looks back at Almalexia, and she's just like pointing her thumb back at Grar, and like, are we gonna stop this?
let it go. It's good. I'm left.
I vomit. For one, like, eating creatures in the wild, like, whatever, but I see that this thing is him. And that doesn't sit well, so... Yeah, not feeling it.
Do you vomit rainbows, though?
No treasure.
Shit.
She's not feeling good enough to cover up her vomit. She's at the end of her rope. She's gonna let it all out.
Had a long day. Oh, this is great. Look at him go.
Aye, sir.
Good job, Thalia.
Thanks.
What?
I don't know. I just feel like there's something inherently wrong about this.
Oh, but ask him when he turns back around.
I've felt that a lot since starting to adventure with you all.
Alright, well, then you know you're doing something right, getting outside your comfort zone.
Well, you know, expanding my horizons,
there you
right?
Go. Yeah, it's great.
I'm gonna not watch this, and she goes away.
I'm gonna go with her.
She'll just kind of go back towards where the campfire was and sit facing away from the evisceration and try to light the fire again.
The fuck was that? What is that thing? I don't even know what to say. I've never watched someone be a cannibal before.
So your minute goes by, you're done raging. I don't know if that changes your mood on eating things, but it happens.
I mean, if it's done already. It's,
probably,
it's,
yeah.
Yeah.
What's fine. Done is done.
I probably, like, shake out of my rage. I don't know, is Shadow still there?
Oh, yeah.
And it's like...
He's got that creepy grin on his face.
It's not, like, dopey puppy look, but, like, just I look at him and... There's natural slobber and viscera, and then I'll just head towards.
I kind of give you the like the hand motion like on my face, like some, you got some stuff.
I try to reach it with the tiny arm, and it doesn't reach.
No, you don't change back.
Then I just no.
All right.
No, I just shake it off then.
All right. Is there anything left?
I don't know. Would you have consumed all items,
pack,
and everything?
If he was super big, it probably would have been more like torso, maybe a limb or so. There's something left. Because if it's not a biteable thing, it's more like a flayed type situation.
Sure. Oh, if you want to spend some time picking through the pile of gore that's remaining, you can try and find something.
Yeah, I use the bottom end of my dust staff.
Sure. Poking around. Poking around.
Oh, no.
You hear, you better be gonna wash me off after this, bro.
It's fine, I got prestidigitation.
This is gross.
I got prestidigitation, it's fine.
Did you see what that guy just did to this guy?
Don't worry about it. It's not the first thing he's eaten.
That's worse than what you did to all those little lizard people, man.
Yeah, I agree. But I'm not here to judge.
All right, well, look at right there. It looks like there's his pouch. Just grab it and go.
All right. I use Primal Savagery to extend my fingernails so I can just pick it up.
Uh-huh.
And then drag it out of the pile, hopefully not touching any of the gore.
Uh-huh.
And I shake it off, and it's mine now. Was there anything
in it? You pry it open with your long, elongated fingernails, and... you can see there's a couple broken vials in there and one vial that is not broken with a bright yellow liquid in it.
Does it look familiar?
Not to you, no.
Alright. I'll take it out and then sort of just dump the rest out. Is it nice? What kind of pouch is it?
Blood and gore filled one.
Oh, All right. I don't think I need this. Let's just leave it behind.
Okay.
And go back to the group. Hey! Hey! What's this? As I'm like opening it up and tasting it.
You get the feeling it's some sort of transmutation.
Mm. All right.
After a taste.
Do I feel bigger or smaller?
You maybe grew like a half an inch, maybe.
And then immediately went back down. All right. I'm gonna ask Thalia. She's the winner here. What is this? You won the battle. What is this?
She'll take it and
tastes like changing.
Dip a finger in and put it to her lips. She'll say, "I won.
I got lots of that."
Yep, I'm kind of getting the same vibe from it. I've not super versed in many transmutation spells. I don't know what this does precisely. I'm sorry.
That's fine. I'll put it in my stuff. For future reference,
is an enlarged reduce.
Enlarged reduce? Okay.
Yes.
We'll write unknown, but.
Unknown, but this. For when Jared forgets.
Yes. Find out what he has.
Thalia succeeds in lighting a fire while you guys are doing your chicanery.
Okay. It turns out he had like a liquid wish spell in one of those.
And he wished to be bigger.
He used it for enlarged reduce.
He's like, I don't want to waste this on this battle. I'll use this instead. This could be anything. This wild card potion.
Fuck you, Coon.
That's right.
You guys are slags.
I tried to be Dukas there. Did I succeed?
No, I did not get any Duke vibes there. Sorry. And I've been playing a lot of COD with him.
Thalia has relit the fire that was crushed out by a wall of stone at one point in the last 20-ish minutes.
Yeah.
She's just kind of hanging out there processing everything that happened.
I think she's overthinking it.
Everything that has happened.
Everything that's going to happen.
Well, I can promise you that considering I don't change back, I'm a good constant reminder.
You're just staying in that form
Yes.
Indefinitely. Okay.
I mean, until I am told that there's a plan otherwise.
Well, that's for you guys to decide. Droop has also kind of hunkered down by the fire. He's...
I land...
wrapping up wounds.
I land by him, and I get all up in his grill. A little, maybe uncomfortably close. I don't know how goblins feel about personal space.
Well, he smells.
And, would we even be able to tell anymore? I mean, really. I've been traveling with him. It's like walking into your apartment every day. It's just like, it's just what it smells like. And then you leave for a week, and you come back, and you're like, oh.
Cat piss.
Oh, cat piss.
Should have washed the sheets. And I go to him with this phrase. I'm like, hey, your last few battles have sucked, man. What's going on with you?
I don't know. Oh, I swing my axe and sometimes it doesn't hit like it used to.
I look at his axe.
Uh-huh.
Is there something wrong
with it?
Looks fine. It's still got dwarven runes in it.
All right.
After 20 years. I don't remember how much older he is.
A long, long time.
Then I look at him and I'm like, man, well, you can't use this as an excuse forever. We're going to need you in the Dragon Man fight. So, you know, buckle up.
All right. I got a big new move. I've not been...
Oh, you've been saving something?
Saving it for a grand occasion.
All right, man. I can't wait. Now you got me excited. All right. Maybe not right now, because you look like you're going to die again.
Well.
He looks down.
Yeah.
All right.
And then he dies.
He dies. You're a good friend. All right. Well, I have lectured him enough. I'm good with that. That's a good... filled me with hope.
I am going to come back now that the disgusting stuff has ended, and I'm going to go over to Droop and say, you look like you took quite a beating there. I know the feeling. maybe we should take a rest.
I could sleep.
What is even in here? We should probably... Well, that was fast.
Safe.
Maybe we should first find out what these people were doing in here. They gotta be guarding something, right?
Well, if they're guarding something and we don't go there, then I don't think there's anything to worry about. We just stay here and you're fine.
Well,
unless
I mean...
have, like, a shift change or something.
I roll a die. This die. And it's not enough, probably, but let's see. Wisdom. Perception. 10. In the area that they were standing, do I see anything that looks like treasure or an additional passage or anything that I would think that they would be guarding?
You don't
would
see
that be
treasure.
More of an investigation?
It's probably that. You don't see any treasure, but the path that you guys had been following clearly continues on in the direction towards the cave wall that the guy had been making towards. There's now a giant pile of viscera in the path.
It's fine. I cleaned it up as best I could.
Did you, though?
As best I could. I'm good for nap. This is good. I'll take sleep.
Oh, now we're good for naps.
Yeah, I mean, I can keep going, but he's useless. You were useless. All due respect.
Oh, that's very sweet of you, Shadow. I did say that I was going to let you guys do the heavy lifting.
I know. I just don't feel like doing that all day and night and tomorrow.
So maybe I know that this is what I wanted, but in Tyler's mind, the way Shadow's phrasing is definitely... I'm feeling pretty tired after whacking that guy. After giving me a tough time about wanting to sleep.
It really sucks putting the team on my back.
I mean, I did mostly. I'm still good. I said I'm good. I got spells left. I can make more. I'm fine.
Can build the spell slots.
I too have spell slots, but I think we should rest for these two's sake. She points at Elma, Alexia, and Droop.
Hey, Grar, how many more of those can you make?
I just shake my head.
All right, well, he doesn't have much more of that either, then. So it's probably a good idea. I think we need more rest than you usually do, though.
Wow, that guy was actually a little tough. I didn't get hit by him naturally.
Yeah, hurt like hell.
It looked like he hit hard. Knocked Thalia down. So I guess he was... What he was saying was kind of true.
What?
I'm fairly sure he broke at least several of my ribs.
You sound like you're taking a fine, so... Yeah. You know. What did he say? He was he's the only one tough enough to follow Melandrak? Or something?
I believe he said that he was the only one strong enough for Master Dragon, or something like that.
Well, there's only
before
one
he started
dragon.
Smacking us with clubs.
That's true.
So he is a dragon.
So, yeah, we've been over this. Why are you still on this?
Oh, I mean, we
they
saw him
it up.
Once as a person, once as a dragon.
They cleared it up. He's a dragon.
Who cleared it up?
The person, the guy before, this dragonman.
The dragonman.
That's who dragon it is.
Man. Yeah.
Are you a dinosaur now? Or?
No, I've shifted back during because I was mostly waiting to see if we were for sure resting, and consensus seems to be there. So, I've been doing that while you're talking.
Yeah, mid conversation, Grar just like boop, boop, boop. Dragon man.
Dragon man, man, dragon.
You have a voice again.
You're a dynaman, and I'm a devilman, and we're all fine.
Who's a Chinaman?
This is not the preferred nomenclature, Drew. Please, Asian American.
Definitely leave that in.
I'm not talking about the guys that built the goddamn railroads, alright? The fuck are you talking about? Oh, so yeah.
Probably should watch
if you wish to sleep, I will take first watch.
Alright, well, you wake somebody up when you're tired.
Very well.
I rest.
If you'd like to, you know, maybe get some of that blood off your face, there's a stream like 20 feet back that way. Thalia points towards the stream you guys crossed earlier.
He just wipes it on his sleeve and
just on my forearm.
Both are now both covered in blood.
My forearm hair just.
He puke up a bone.
He spends the whole rest just flicking pieces off of him and picking them out of his teeth and shit.
Delicious.
I'll acquiesce.
She
head in some whatever direction she pointed in.
Yeah, it's not far.
Is it back in the direction of the body?
No, it's the opposite direction. It's the way you guys came from. You passed it maybe 50-100 feet back before spotting the glow from the fire.
Okay, I will go and do that, and then I will attempt to find the two javelins that I used. I don't really care if I find them or not. You can say no.
I mean, if you're going to spend your entire watch doing that...
Like, nothing super stressful so that I can keep it, like, a watch... But like,
yeah,
just
it's fairly quiet now that the battle's died down. There was a lot of echoing before, but now it's just the crackle of the fire and occasional, maybe, slight chatter from the other members of your party.
Cool. Then, yeah, I'll do that. And then I want to also go to the... Are we in their camp? Is it just clarification?
Yeah.
Is that where we went back to? Okay, I want to go back to his body, and I will use Detect Magic, just on the off chance that there is anything left. because I have it racially for free, so you know, like you do.
Smart.
In your search, you find in the... just...
In your stomach.
Grossness. Necklace similar to the one that you wear, however, the main focus of it, I guess the amulet you'd call it, is in the shape of a mammoth carved of bone.
And that glows?
It does not glow, but it strikes you as similar to the one you're wearing.
Well,
destroy it. Oh, damn.
I put it up. No,
destroy okay. it!
Yeah, you can, take it.
Together. And then I will stay awake for about 3 hours and then rustle someone awake and be like, probably Shadow.
It's your turn.
Because out of the remaining ones, he was...
The boss, right?
He's the best. He's the one that didn't get hit.
Finally, somebody admits it.
He's the one that dodged.
That's right.
He is.
I did get hit one time, but
you're de facto leader.
I am the de facto leader.
So
I was appointed by Grar. So
I welcome. I wake you up and then I go to sleep.
All right. I will carry on the watch.
Okay. Are you doing anything in particular?
No. I'm gonna pay attention until I don't feel like it anymore.
Dust is like, so do you think we're gonna go see if our village is still there after all this blows over?
No!
You think I should go back?
I mean, it's been, 100 years?
That's
what are the chances anybody's even still alive?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully they're not carrying a generational grudge. Maybe.
Like,
I don't really know where it is from here.
Can't be too far. We were.
I mean, it's probably just
we're north of the jungle.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, we gotta finish this Melandrake guy. We still gotta find Hoyt. I think he can't. We can't leave him on this the whole place. He'll never survive here. I don't care how many he is.
Lack knowledge about the world. This is true.
Well, he just was like, God, oh, it's so humid. And yeah, I don't. You know, would I?
He's like, it's so humid.
It's so humid.
Would
that
I
was
could take Grar
main
with...
gripe.
Yes. Could I take Grar with me? I probably would. I'd probably trade at this point, but I don't think Grar's leaving. He's not gonna want to get on that airship. I don't think again.
He seems rather primal.
I don't even think he got on it. He just was helping on the ground. I mean, I'm just more concerned that there's people are still trying to pin that death on me. I ain't having that.
Well, you did kind of kill that guy.
Look, Nobody knows who did what and why it happened, all right?
Oh boy,
I mean,
here
it's
it
not
comes.
Even the first time that it's happened.
Let's not dig up those bones, you know, open those wounds. Let's just, you know, let's look forward.
It hurts. It hurts too much.
No. You know, and then, like I said, hopefully it doesn't happen again. I'm trying. You know, what am I supposed to just not use magic? It ain't happening.
Well, I mean, that is an option. You've
no,
seen how not. You've
it's,
seen how the little one with part, the big nose fights.
Part of me. It's part of me.
The big nose.
I at least hit stuff, alright? He wants to be down there with his, look at that axe, just whatever, magic axe. I don't even know.
He seems pretty happy with the axe.
Yeah, he seems happy all the time. Even though they made him lick their boots. That's all he goes on about. Would you believe it? Like, you know, how
would
could you be happy after that?
Blow me.
Well, I wouldn't lick their boots.
No,
I'll tell you that.
No, either. You know, no self-respecting tabaxi would ever do such a thing. Once again, proving tabaxi the best, as we know. He says out loud this entire time.
Does anybody, if anybody wants to respond,
sleeping.
Otherwise, yep, your watch goes on without any interruptions.
You're good.
You can pass the torch to whoever you'd like.
Yeah, I'll probably wake up Thalia a couple hours.
Yeah. She's not been sleeping this whole time, but
oh,
she's
good.
Taking the opportunity to recite her daily prayers and whatnot.
She
takes
it
over for you.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yes.
I'm going to sleep.
Are you done talking to yourself?
Yeah, you are too. Go to sleep.
It's called praying.
Oh, well,
ever
you
heard
got
of
me.
It?
You got
I'm not
me there.
There.
You got me there.
You got me there.
That was in the first day.
Oh.
Yeah, I go to sleep.
So sick of our shit.
I can't argue back. You're always the kernel of truth.
You awaken after 8 hours is up, those of you who were sleeping. It's hard to tell day-night cycle in here.
Day-night!
I went straight to Kid Cudi, and that was not the vibe. I misread the room on that one. It's alright. I'll do better next time.
Night. Thalia wakes you all up and says, I think it's been quite long enough. We all should probably get moving.
Has it been? Alright, I'll press the long rest button then.
Fucking Savage Land, can't wait to get back home.
Where everything's peaceful and everybody's nice.
There's a statue of me back home.
The grass is green and the girls are pretty. So, what are we gonna do? This cave hasn't led us to the city yet, and we're taking an awful long time.
There's more paths!
Well, to be honest, I'm not even sure it's going to take us to the city. Did anyone... Wait, time out. The one person did say that the dragon man came this way. Correct? The guard on the outside?
Yes, he did.
Okay. So
he
I guess we could infer.
He riddled you questions 3 after you defeated him.
I don't think he did that.
Yeah, I don't think he did that either.
Toll.
But I do think that he might have let that slip.
Yeah, he did say that he went then through. So I guess we could infer that this may be a secret passageway into the city.
I'm hoping it just goes to his house. That'd be cleaner.
Oh yeah, he was underground in the Underdark. Why not underground here?
Dragons like bones and stuff.
Weren't we just at his house?
I don't think that was... That
I can't really tell.
Might have been his summer home.
No, that was the...
I mean, he kept all of those giant magical orb things there. I feel like that has to be where he... Like his house.
It was only like...
It's like his house.
It might have just been the treasure room.
Are you suggesting we should lie in wait there?
No, I'm not going back.
No,
I'm looking at
no,
her.
We've come all this way. That would be... I don't even know how we'd get back there.
Yeah, let's just follow the path. Keep going. We're on
a
roll.
I agree. Path sounds good.
I'm There might be a level down there.
You much we wanted one of those.
Following the path.
Subterranean level?
Yeah, sure.
Following the path of debris, you push your way past a gross pile of bones and flesh and blood.
Right over it.
And on until you hit the cave wall. The path just appears to stop where the wall meets the floor, as if it just continues right into it.
I've seen something like this before. I carefully go up to it and I attempt to touch the wall with my hand.
Touching the wall, you feel cool stone against your palm.
I'll make an investigation check for an illusionary wall.
Okay.
That is a 15-er.
Channeling your inner magical abilities, you have a fairly strong idea that this is not an illusion.
Ah, I was really hoping that this was going to be some kind of, like, secret wall. I guess not. How lame.
Well, I mean, the path goes into it. So you can get through. Somehow. Maybe he turned into the wall like he turned into the ground.
I try to push on it really hard.
It seems solid.
It's real.
Thank you. Should I blow it up?
I mean, I back 40 feet away.
Thalia's also backing away at the instant you say that.
All right. Fireball. As after okay. I back up.
Oh.
Everybody backs up except for Grar.
I did not just understand that was the extent of the attack, so...
I said, should I blow it up?
I mean, there's lots of... Okay.
If Krar's the only one not backing up, I will suggest...
Then yes,
that
I would.
You should back up. Then I use Fireball.
Okay. Are you focusing the point, like, inside the wall?
Well, I have to be able to see it, I believe.
Okay, so right on the wall.
Right on it, where, you know, in that path region.
Okay.
I blow it up.
Blow it down!
You all run for cover as Shadow whips his hand signs and a point of light appears in front of this wall and instantly the wall goes crumbling inwards, revealing a tunnel behind it.
Oh, that was lame.
I told you.
But good job. Good job. You figured it out.
If I had known you had that much destructive power against stone, I would have had you just do it before.
Oh, wait. Oh, with the ground? Oh, yeah.
Indeed.
All right. Next time. I'll get you next time.
Pushing forward, you guys walk past the newly created rubble and find yourselves in a dark tunnel, much like the one you'd been in before. Thalia lights a torch again, so she can see where she's going.
I cast Control Flames to double its radius of effect.
Okay. Well-lit tunnel, roughly the same size and shape as the one you'd been in previously. Following it onward for another, what seems like mile, you eventually are able to tell that the ground has started sloping upwards again, seemingly an increased amount from what it was before. You push forward another half hour or so. At this point, it's hot and sweaty in this fucking tunnel. And up ahead, you finally can see some light in the distance. Thalia puts out her torch.
Oh, shit! Why did you do that? Why did you do that?
Do you not see the light ahead?
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, I just didn't think we need to... It's fine. I go ahead.
Okay. I mean, we don't know what's up there. I figured we didn't want to alert anybody.
Smart!
If you're just pushing straight on forward into the light?
I mean, to the end of the passage, at least.
Okay. You can hear voices coming from inside.
Okay. Dial it back to a stealth.
Okay. Go ahead and give me rolls.
How much further ahead is Shadow than us now? Because I would have been...
Sounds like he pushed ahead.
That's what I was thinking.
My stealth check is 21.
Okay, yeah, you're fine. Okay, so you creep forward as far as you're willing to, and you see what appears to be a stone-cut room. It does not look like the tunnel that you guys have been traveling through. There is enough light pouring in that you can see a bit into the room. You can definitely see lizard folk milling about inside. You can't count how many from your current vantage point. Appears to be a good 50 feet across this room, but you can't see any of the other walls.
I turn back to the people in the group and I give them like the motion forward sign, but also the shush sign.
Shush.
Thank you for listening to The Usual Time, a Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition podcast. This campaign was mastered by Jared Case and features the talents of Tyler Kuhn, Casey Trickle, and Andrew Klahn. Songs in this episode include Netherland by Poddington Bear, Turn the Tide, and Solemn Rest by Arcane Anthems. We encourage you to visit theusualtimednd.com for this and all of our episodes. We'll see you next time on The Usual Time.